Well, folks, the year 2024 is here. The great exposing, the great revealing. Everybody and everything, every corporation is being exposed, I believe, this year. We're going to see massive revelations. And nobody is spared from these revelations, not even ESPN. I think we're going to see a lot more of this. And ESPN has been accused, or it's been proven, that they have been stealing Emmy trophies and giving it to their talent. 37 trophies have been returned in a 13-year Emmy scheme using fake names to get awards for top talent. This is pathetic, but this is nothing. Nobody will be spared, folks. Nobody's going to be spared of this. Get your noble gold first, folks. Get global financial storms might be raging, but thousands of investors and precious metals with noble gold investments are smiling. They know that whatever happens, their investments will be safe from turmoil. Protect your savings from market volatility. I think I said that correct. With a noble gold investments IRA and claim your free gold bullion coin. Talk to noble gold investments expert today and they'll talk you through your options. And if you qualify, they'll guide you through the whole process like they did moi. Call 877-646-5347 today and take control of your financial future. You're going to need gold for what's coming. Just being honest with you, I don't peddle anything that I don't try out myself. And I know that I've been researching this and I'm all about gold and silver. Gold and Noble Gold, go to Noble Gold Investments down below and get started, folks. So let's get into this. ESPN now is being accused of stealing. Well, it's been proven they've been stealing Emmy Awards. The whole structure is falling apart. The whole house of cards is coming down, folks. And look no further than here. I mean, everybody, nobody is spared from this. ESPN operated a 13-year Emmy scheme using fake names to get awards for top talent. It's disgusting. It seems like everybody, right, folks? Everybody now is facing the wrath of this, of these revelations, of this exposing. The award for most craven statue stealing goes to ESPN. The network made up fake names for Emmy Awards in order to obtain statues for on-air talent who were ineligible to receive awards only for the National Academy of Television, Arts and NATAS, which oversees the Emmys, to foil the scheme, according to The Athletic. ESPN had operated the scheme since 2010 by submitting the names of fake individuals with the same initials as their stars under the guise of associates producers, re-engraving the statues and then delivering them to their on-air personalities for report. So they were re-engraving the statues and delivering them to their on-air personalities. So I guess the on-air personalities really thought they were winning these. Oh, my gosh. The scheme helped secure hardware for the on-air talent behind the success of College Game Day. Wow. The hosts were not eligible to be honored for a Best Show award until 2023 because they are separate categories for individual awards. But some members of our team were clearly wrong in submitting certain names that may go back to 1997 in Emmy categories where they were not eligible for recognition or statues. This was a misguided attempt to recognize on-air individuals who were important members of our production team, ESPN said in a statement to the Post. How pathetic, huh? Our current leadership was made aware. We apologize to the NATAS for violating guidelines and work closely with them to completely overhaul our submission process to safeguard against anything like this happening again. You got caught. All of it, folks. Hollywood, the whole thing is coming down, isn't it? They're all being caught. Stars such as Lee Corso, fake name Lee Clark, Kirk Herbstreit, Kirk Henry, Chris Fowler, Chris Fulton, Desmond Howard, Dirk Howard, Tim Rinaldi, Tim Richard, and Samantha Ponder, Stephen Ponder, were among those to receive the ill-gotten Emmys. Everything's being exposed, folks. The report additionally suggests Aaron Andrews might have received an Emmy through the scheme. Eric Andrews was the name on the credit list, and highlights a photo of SportsCenter anchor Linda Cohn showing off Emmy statues that she would have been ineligible to receive. Is everything a gimmick now? Is everything just a big scheme? You have to remember that those personalities, are so important, and they have egos. You got to feed people's egos, folks. A person involved in the ESPN Emmy submission process in recent years told The Athletic, I got to tell you, folks, in boxing, I kind of experienced this. I was better than most of these guys out there, 99% of them, and I would see guys getting title shots. And I was like, wow, that guy fought nobody, and now here he is getting a title shot. He's ranked in the top 5. He's ranked in the top 3. He's ranked in the top 10. How am I not getting there? Oh, I'm not with the right people. I'm not with the right people, I guess. The report noted there was no evidence the on-air talent was on the scheme or where the Emmys were obtained through subterfuge. Are you kidding me? The report noted that there was no evidence the on-air talent, well, I guess not. Maybe they were the ones receiving the statues. They probably really thought they won them. How do they feel about it now? ESPN's punishment included the returning of the trophies, a one-year ban from the Emmys. Wow, that's all they got? You would think they'd get a lot harsher sentence than this, right, folks? A one-year ban from the Emmys for senior leadership, along with two individuals, ESPN executive Craig Lazarus and former ESPN employee and college game day executive Lee Fitting, being named ineligible for future Grammys. This scheme played a role in why Fitting, who is a senior vice president of production and is now with the WWE, sounds about right, the WWE. Yeah, I could see him going to the WWE. Was let go by ESPN this past August, according to the Post, Andrew Marchand. I think it was really crummy what they did to me and others, ex-ESPN talent Shelly Smith, who had two fake Emmys taken away, told the outlet. Wow, she had two of them taken away. That's sad, isn't it? They really, you know, I feel bad for the talent because they really thought they won these. It would be like me, gosh, I guess it would be like me fighting in all my heavyweight championship fights and finding out that they all took a dive and I won fake belts. That would destroy me. But I know that's not possible because I know the punches that I caught them with and I almost knocked out their brains through their ears. It's kind of like when you know you hit a home run. I don't know. But this to me is devastating for these people because they really thought they probably have it up on their mantle. They're probably looking at it. They probably have shrines built around them, and now they got to give them back. NATAS asked ESPN to verify names in 2022, and ESPN admitted to the fake names. The media giant has returned 37 trophies per the report. 37 of these beautiful trophies right here. You know, they say that these, you turn them upside down and they're fallen angels falling to earth. Do you guys know that? Did you guys know that? Little fun fact. Supposedly, these things, if you're looking at them, is an angel being struck down by God falling to earth. The fallen angels. That supposedly. I don't know if that's true. I could have just made it up right now. I'm not sure. But that's what I've heard. So here we are, folks. Now ESPN's been caught giving out fake trophies. 37 of them have to be returned. This is pathetic. And you know, we're going to see a lot more of this. This is just the beginning of the year. This is just the beginning. We're going to see a lot more of revelations and exposing. And I'll be here commentating the whole damn process. You know, there's a lot of funny stuff happening within boxing right now. You got Ryan Garcia having an affair with Mayweather as De La Hoya gets mad. Not a little sexual affair, but it looks to me like he's starting to go the Mayweather route. There's just so much betrayal happening. And I look at that sport sometimes and I think to myself, I'm glad I'm out. I'm glad I'm out of that old paradigm because the old paradigm is crumbling. It's falling apart. It's not going to last much longer. The government's falling apart. The entertainment industry's falling apart. ESPN just got caught handing out fake Emmys. They got to return 37 of them. What's next? What's next? Give me your thoughts down below. Tell me what you think is next. What do you think is going to come down next? Because we're starting to learn that all of this is just an illusion. Our whole reality. You know what? I can't wait till NASA. I can't wait till the moon landing. I can't wait till indoctrination camps, such as schools, have to start giving out real material, because we learn that maybe, just maybe, everything we've been learning is fake. All of it. And who has been controlling that at the very top? Who has been controlling that from the very top? That's my question. I don't trust any of it, folks. Give me your thoughts down below. Leave a comment down below. Tell me what you think the punishment should be for ESPN, if there should be a punishment. Tell me, what do you think is going to happen next? What else is going to be exposed? All right, folks. I'd love to see your comments down below later. And remember, like, share, and subscribe, please. God bless.